The story sounds familiar. A churchman in the Roman Catholic hierarchy stands accused of bungling the case of a pedophile priest. It's not Boston's cardinal law and the pedophile priest John Gagan, but Bishop Brendan Comiskey of the Irish Diocese of Ferns and the late Father Sean Fortune, and a different outcome. Bishop Comiskey has resigned. Ronan Mullen writes for the Irish Examiner. He's also a former spokesman for the Archdiocese of Dublin. Mr. Mullen, first, how rare is the resignation of a bishop?
Well, in Ireland it's rare, but there is a precedent. In 1992, Bishop Eamon Casey, the Bishop of Galway, from where I'm speaking now, resigned when it emerged that he had a child. He was very well known and liked in the media, a larger-than-life figure, and it really began a very turbulent period for the Church in Ireland.
Now, Bishop Comiskey resigned because of the way that he handled the case of Father Sean Fortune, which was the subject of a BBC documentary not too long ago. Who was Father Sean Fortune, and what's he accused of having done?
Father Sean Fortune was a priest of the Ferns Diocese who really committed a wide-ranging and terrible abuse against people, not least sexual abuse of boys, but as emerged, indeed, after he committed suicide in 1999, he was responsible for extorting money, for threatening to put curses on people in his parishes. He was really a very, very difficult case. There have been many cases of child sexual abuse in recent years, but very few have been as lurid, if you like, as the account of the things which Sean Fortune perpetrated.
In his letter of resignation, Bishop Comiskey confessed he didn't know what to do about this man.
That's right. This was a problem that Bishop Comiskey inherited. And what is very unusual is that this particular documentary, which has led to his resignation, essentially brought nothing new into the public domain. It was already known that Father Sean Fortune had committed terrible abuses. There was a book about it published in 1999. And it was already known that the Diocese of Ferns had not handled his case well, that they had received allegations, and that they had not managed to put him away from ministry to children.
It sounds from what you're saying that Bishop Comiskey might have been allowed to ride out this crisis without a resignation, given that all this had come out in the past.
Well, this is the funny thing. I suppose it says a lot about the influence of the media in Ireland. This was a real crisis for Bishop Comiskey. He's a very popular man and very much admired man in many ways. He's very ecumenical. He's very forward-thinking in a lot of ways. He's very comfortable, funnily enough, and very ironically, with the media. But this is one area of his ministry where he has not done well. And as I say, he has paid the price for it now. Because his ministry, I suppose, in his own eyes, became untenable. There was just so much controversy. There were people in his diocese who no longer supported him. And I suppose this is the ultimate difficulty for a Catholic bishop. If he cannot minister to his people with confidence, then he really does have to consider his position.
Americans have heard reports out of the Vatican when there was some reaction to the American sex abuse scandals, that in Rome this was seen more as something American than something Catholic, a feature of American culture. From what you're saying, this is also a problem for the Church in Ireland.
That's true. I think it was Cardinal Dario Castrillon Hoyos who said in commenting on the Pope's letter to priests that it seems to be largely an Anglo-Saxon problem. Mm-hmm. I think there's some truth in that. However, it has to be said that a French bishop, Monsignor Picon, was in fact found guilty of not reporting a priest who had confessed abuse. So it's not just the Anglo-Saxon world, but it seems to be peculiarly a problem of the Anglo-Saxon world.
Mr. Mullen, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're very welcome.
Roland Mullen, columnist for the Irish Examiner, spoke to us from Galway in Ireland.